This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. President Trump says great progress was made during his trade talks with Chinese President Xi Jinping on the sidelines of the G20 summit Saturday. President Trump is quoted again saying that the negotiations are right back on track. Trump spoke with Xi earlier ahead of the news conference he's currently holding.
I look forward to working with you. As you know, we've had an excellent relationship, but we want to do something that will even it up with respect to trade. I think it's something that's actually very easy to do.
President Trump said that the U.S. would not be lifting current tariffs on China, but not adding an additional $350 billion in tariffs, as he was considering at one point. Meanwhile, China has agreed to buy U.S. agricultural products while negotiations continue. President Trump says that he is willing to meet North Korean leader Kim Jong-un at the demilitarized zone separating the two Koreas just to shake hands and say hello. Mr. Trump said at a working breakfast with the Saudi Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman that he and Kim get along well and have a good working relationship. He said that during the current news conference.
It's good to get along because, frankly, if I didn't become president, you'd be right now in a war with North Korea. You'd be having a war right now with North Korea. And by the way, that's a certainty. That's not like maybe.
It would be the third meeting between Mr. Trump and Kim, who met last June in Singapore and in February in Hanoi, Vietnam. The president has said he is not sure that he will have that handshake meeting with the President Xi. Leader Xi. As U.S. lawmakers agreed this week to provide billions of dollars in funding to federal law enforcement agencies at the southwestern border, Mexico ramped up its own border efforts, deploying thousands of newly commissioned National Guard troops to its southern and northern frontiers. This is VOA News. Former Vice President and Democratic presidential candidate Joe Biden has defended his civil rights record.